Listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes now to uncover the world's darkest truths. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
And a swing and a bomb. That will end the drought. Way up into the second deck, Kyle Schwarber puts the Phillies on the board with his 46th of the season. Solo shot, and the Phillies get one back. It's 3-1. And he swings and crushes one to right. Down the line, and this ball is fair, and it is gone. And it's another homer for Kyle Schwarber. His second of the night, two-run home run, the fifth of the game for the Phillies, who now lead 10-3. Swung on, hit in the air, left field. Profar turning, going back, looking up, and it is gone. It's a three-homer game for Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber hits one out the other way. It's a three-run homer. It's a six RBI night for the Phillies slugger. Swung on, hit deep right field, and there's history for Schwarber. It's his fourth home run of the night as Kyle Schwarber becomes the first Philly since Michael Jack Schmidt to hit four homers in a game. It's a three-run home run that gives him nine runs batted in tonight. The 21st player in modern Major League history to hit four homers in a game.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. Alongside Hugh Douglas, after a special night at Citizens Bank Park last night. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, TK. Good morning, Philadelphia. See, this is a prime example of why you should never get too high or too low when it comes to baseball. Just be a little even keel. How bad do you feel about going out there booing them yesterday? I'm not going to say anybody's names, but
yeah.
If you booed them, shame on you.
Well, I don't think most people were booing them.
Why are you looking at me like
that? It sounds like just one person was booing them last night. We might be looking at him right now. You're welcome. Thank you, Kyle. Hashtag thank you, Kyle.
Say I'm being ungrateful? Yeah. Ungrateful ass.
but what an incredible night, honestly, Hugh. Kyle Schwarber, four of them bombs last night at Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah, that was hey, man, listen. That's a hell of a bounce back. It really, really is. Congratulations to them. Congratulations to Topper for calling out those mean people on those radio stations that spew all kinds of hate
nonsense.
And vitriol.
Idiots.
At the players for just going out there working hard. Like he said, it's just one series.
Just one series. And what a night last night. Kyle Schwarber, four home runs. We'll obviously talk about that a lot throughout the course of the show today.
Way to put him in Kyle like this. He said, I had it up to here with you, Douglas.
Already. We'll talk a ton about Kyle Schwarber. We'll get to the big trade that happened yesterday, which is just crazy. But one thing we do need to really quickly touch on before the top, we get to the Kyle Schwarber thing in more detail, the big announcement made at 9 o'clock this morning. Next week at the rally Royersford, at McGurk's and Royersford from 5 to 6 p.m. with the afternoon show, a reunion unlike any other. Terrell Owens and Hugh Douglas from 5 to 6 next week. So that's going to be fun, right, Hugh?
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
All right, great. Dio seems excited about it. He's put on Instagram. He said you're putting your old beef behind you. You know, you guys are reuniting. So should be fun. All right. Well, I guess we'll see how that goes next Wednesday with you and T.O. At McGurk's in Royersford. But exciting news. Again, Terrell Owens will join the afternoon show alongside Hugh Douglas next Wednesday for the Rally Royersford day before Eagles-Cowboys. If you want to get in and start the show, 215-592-9494, 215-592-9494. But where we'll start is obviously Kyle Schwarber. And Kyle Schwarber, incredible last night. Four home runs. Type of games you dream of. Like, that reminded me, Hugh, I know you're a big video game guy. Like, if you're playing MLB The Show, mm-hmm. and you're playing it on rookie mode, that's what it looked like with Kyle Schwarber down there last night. That was incredible stuff.
Yeah, man. I tell you, to bounce back the way that they did, and then have the kind of night that he had, and I heard that there was some MVP chance going on there.
Oh, yeah.
It's phenomenal. That's the type of night you have to have after the rough outing that you had up there in New York.
Absolutely. And that's the big thing about last night, because the Phillies needed it. We knew that was a big game. You get swept out of New York, and let's face it, that was a really ugly series, and I felt like that was important, not just for the Eagles or for the Phillies to win, but to have a real feel-good game where we can put that series behind us and move forward here. And it made me realize, like, you think about where the Phillies are, and I get that series is frustrating, but let's keep things in perspective a little bit. This is still a really good team. They're still five up in the division. They're still tied with the Dodgers for the two seed. And I'll say it right off the top here. I think we overreacted to that Mets series. And I want to know if you agree. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, did we overreact to the Mets series to what happened in New York? And hey, I'm not saying it wasn't ugly. I'm not saying it didn't matter. Of course it does. But overall, we got to look at where this team is. This team's still really good. We can't look at what they did against Seattle last week and be so excited about that, and then you have a bad series against the Mets. And I get it's the Mets. I get it's kind of felt like an extension of the playoff series last year, but I do absolutely think we overreacted. Where do you fall, Hugh? Did we overreact to what happened in New York this week?
No, not at all. I mean, because like I said yesterday, and I'll keep saying, that was a great night last night. What was it, 19 runs?
19 runs.
Against
seven homers, I think.
Against a Brave team that has been leaking oil all season long. The bottom line is this, and I said it yesterday, still don't want to see the Mets in the playoffs. Don't. Because for whatever reason, they have your number. Now, I didn't know you were going to ask me that, TK, because the one thing that I said I was going to do is not come in here and be the drunk uncle at the barbecue. But you've painted me into a corner where I have to be the drunk uncle at the barbecue.
Obsessed with true crime cults or conspiracy theories? Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes is a weekly podcast from Crime House and Pave Studios that dives into the darkest corners of human behavior. Every Wednesday, we uncover the true stories behind the world's most shocking crimes, deadly ideologies, and secret plots. Follow and listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And just because you go out and whoop somebody's ass that, you know, after you just got your ass whooped, that doesn't change anything for me. Because the bottom line is this. The Braves are going home. They've been leaking oil the whole season. You went out and did what you were supposed to do. I had an old coach, Billy Joe, used to tell me, if a team is bad, you beat them because they're bad. That's exactly what you did yesterday. You beat a bad Braves team, and you beat them soundly. And Kyle Schwarber had a wonderful night, not taking anything away from that. But the bottom line is, your kryptonite is up the turnpike, and you're going to probably have to see them again. You're going to definitely see them again because you got four more games with them. But if you see them in the playoffs, I don't think anybody feels good about last night.
No, well, I get it. And I look at it this way because, okay, we look at this Atlanta team. And obviously, you know, their season is over. They're not going to the postseason. But they still have a lot of talent. And I think, you know, especially after the way that game got started, where Nola gives up three runs right off the top, you fall behind 3-0. I thought it was impressive how they responded. And to the point about the matchup with the Mets, I agree. Like, I don't want to see the Mets. And it... If I made this comparison the other night, it feels a lot to me like the Phillies and the Braves in 2022 and 2023, where the Braves are the better team, but the Phillies, there was something about that matchup that the Phillies just had. And the Phillies in every big game and every big moment, they just had that confidence. But I still look at this team, and I think they're in really good shape here. And I think we went a little overboard after that Mets series. And of course, it was a bad series. It was ugly. But I think we made it out to be, in some ways, like it's some grand indictment about this team. And that, you know, they just went up to New York and rolled over. And the last game was terrible. And they got to be better offensively than that. You can't face a young pitcher and go down the way that they went. But I can't just forget about what happened against Seattle the week before, where they pound the ball and they respond from the Wheeler news and we're feeling great about the team. And then a week later, they have this bad series. I don't know. I just think it there's more to it than just this is an indictment on the whole team.
I don't go back to the Seattle series because that was a phenomenal series, no question about it. But the bottom line is this, TK. If you see the Mets, how comfortable are you that we're going to beat them? Because that's what we're talking about. Like, you're not talking about everybody else that you seem to, you know, beat up on. because you're a good baseball team. I want to say that first. I think that this is a good baseball team. But for whatever reason, the Mets always run your pockets. And what I mean by that is, like, you know, if you're like an analogy time, like say if you're a kid at in high school, they roll up on you and take your lunch money, and they don't even ask you for it. They just go in your pockets like their pockets.
Ugh.
And that's what they're doing. And that's what you have to stop. Because that's what we're talking about. Like, we feel good about every other team in the NL that the Phillies match up with, don't we?
Pretty much. The Mets are the team I'd least like to see.
And the Mets know that. So I'm happy about what happened last night. It was great. It's great that, you know, Topper listens to the station. Shout out to the Phillies for listening. But the bottom line is that is the obstacle that you're going to have to cross.
And I get it. There's no question about it. And if you want to get into 1-5-5-9-2-9-4-9-4, the Phillies, they do need to figure things out against the Mets. They'll have that 4-game series in like 10 days, and that's going to be huge. I mean, and the Phillies are going to need to conquer some demons there. They're going to need to find a way to beat that team. But I still look at the Phillies and the Mets, and regardless of those matchups, I believe the Phillies are the better team. I'm still with Joe. Like, I don't think Joe was wrong to say the division's over. I still think the Phillies are going to win the NL East. I fully believe that. And sure, they got to make it happen against the Mets. They got to make it happen in the playoffs. But this is still a really good team. And I was impressed with the way they responded last night. And I think we did overreact a little bit to that series. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Did we overreact to the Phillies series against the Mets? We'll get to the phones coming up in a minute here, but did want to check in with Kyle Quinn, who may be the resident overreactor here on the midday show in the station.
No.
What, Kyle, are you willing to say we overreacted to that series?
I'm sorry. Like, as much as Hugh wants to hype the guy up, Cal Quantrill stinks. The guy belongs in AAA.
He is bad, man.
Why did I catch another strike?
We know he's your favorite pitcher in the league.
Cal Quantrill.
I was just excited as everybody else watching Kyle Schwarber do what he did, and the Phillies putting up 19 runs. But, like, where the hell was that against the Mets? I don't think I'm going to feel better about that series until we go take care of business against them in a week at Citizens Bank Park. Like, I'm sorry. The Braves are not a real major league team right now. Like, they're just totally pathetic. They're limping to the finish line. And we just got a glimpse of what it might look like if the Phillies have to go against another NL playoff opponent. Like, It was fun last night, yes. And you're welcome, everybody, by the way.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's what I'm talking about, Kyle.
People said that bullying is going away. It's back, baby. Bullying is back.
That's what I'm talking about.
It works.
Live your truth.
They hear you, okay? They heard me, and they responded, and I feel good about that. But I'm going to need to see it against the Brewers. I'm going to need to see it against the Mets. Like, the Braves are not real to me right now. One game's not going to change how I felt. Like, I was sick to my stomach yesterday. I'm still a little bit nauseous about the Mets series. I'm going to need a little bit more time, TK.
Those four home runs didn't clear your hangover right there? That wasn't the best cure possibly have?
No.
Four home runs from Kyle Schwarber in one game.
It was awesome. I'm with you, but... Like, the Mets series still happened, did it not?
It did.
Okay.
So did the Mariners series last week. So did that homestand where
Mariners,
they won 5-6.
No, come on. Now you sound like that caller yesterday.
The Mariners are a good team, Kyle.
Dude, the Mariners are frauds.
You do sound like that dude that called yesterday.
Somebody said he'd
paint chips. I didn't say that. That was what somebody online said. I didn't say that, though.
All right. Well, if you want to get in, 215-592-9494. Am I alone here in thinking we overreacted to this Mets series?
Yes.
I still think this team's going to win the division. And I think the way they bounced back last night after, let's face it, Aaron Nola put him in a hole to start the game. A terrible first inning from him. They bounced back. They were able to come back and win that game and win it convincingly. And I think a big moment for this team, a feel-good moment for this team, what's turning out to be a really special season for Kyle Schwarber. 215-592-9494. We overreact to the Mets series. We'll hear from Kyle Schwarber next after his huge night. And Rob Thompson, with some unbelievable audio after the game, taking a shot at one of our own here. That's coming up. We'll get into Tri-Day as well as a Tri-Day Friday. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Obsessed with true crime cults or conspiracy theories? Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes is a weekly podcast from Crime House and Pave Studios that dives into the darkest corners of human behavior. Every Wednesday, we uncover the true stories behind the world's most shocking crimes, deadly ideologies, and secret plots. follow and listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now wherever you get your podcasts.